From the Cayta Fields, we drive due east about 50 miles to the town of Sligo. It's a good place to pause for a day. This was the home of poet William Butler Yeats. Our interest here is not directly in Yeats, but rather in a train of thought triggered by one line of his remarkable poem, Innisfree. Yeats sets us to thinking about a huge part of domestic technology. Yeats dreamt of building a retreat on a tiny island in the small lake Innisfree. He wrote, "I would a cabin of mud and wattles make." For me, that brings back another visit to Europe. Years ago, I taught for a season in southwest England. We lived in the old Anglo-Saxon town of Crediton, in a thatch and cob cottage there. That cottage had stood for 500 years. Thatch is the thick woven straw that makes the roof. The walls are a mixture of clay and straw called cob, or sometimes tabby. The material varies, as well as the name. Cob, or tabby, is a poor man's masonry. To make it, you mix a structural material, like straw, corn stubble, or oyster shells, with clay or earth. It makes a solid building material. In one form, we daub mud onto it. Wattles, by the way, are twigs woven together. Cob was probably invented by the Phoenicians. The Carthaginians learned it from them. The Romans learned to make cob from the Carthaginians, and later the Romans invented concrete. After that, we find walls of concrete cob that still stand today. Cob went from Rome to Spain and into Europe and England. The written record of tabby and cob is confusing because it has to be reinvented in every land. Mud, clay, and all the filler materials occur in such variety that the stuff defies identification. In the early 1500s, building on Tenerife in the Canary Islands was expanding rapidly. Tabby was the best low-cost building material. Records say that tabby workers who came from Spain didn't know what they were doing. In fact, it simply took a while to invent techniques for using local materials. So I go back to that wet winter in Devon, living in a cob house. One night at supper, we heard a chilling plop. We turned and saw a huge scar on the wall. A square foot of clay had fallen out and splashed over the floor. Cob, it seems, must be patched regularly, and so it had been for 500 years before we came. Mud and filler composites are among the oldest and most widely used materials on earth. We live in boxes of concrete and glass, wood, brick, and steel. We forget the potential, even today, of odd mixtures of materials. We forget mud and straw. The poet Yeats dreamt of going back to Innisfree, to that tiny wild island in a lake near Sligo. He dreamt of creating a simple place to be, of fashioning it from mud and wattles. I doubt he ever really tried the trick. Cob may be a poor man's masonry, but it is not a poor craftsman's enterprise. Yeats is buried near Innisfree, near the place where he dreamt about shaping clay. When he passed back into the earth, he left these words, which we read on his headstone. "Cast a cold eye on life, on death. Horsemen, pass by. The old walls of mud and wattles, of tabby and cob, are the earth. They are the spit and clay that have formed our civilization."